Father in heaven, we come to you this day, first of all, through faith, believing that you're going to do something within us that we don't understand. Father, we believe that all things are going to be possible in these last hours for those who truly believe in you. Not just us, but anyone, any person who will seek for you and speak to you. They're going to hear from you and they're going to do great things. Father, I believe it. We know that your calling is without repentance, and we know that you call those that you wish, but I still believe in my own heart that there's going to be many that are going to choose to know you, and they're going to see great things happen, Father, because of your special spirit. It's you're so mighty. You're so wonderful. You're beyond any imagination. There's no way to describe what you are. And Father, you're so perfect. You're so majestic. And you're so real. And you're so faithful to those that call upon you, to those who will seek your face. You're so real. You help those who yield themselves to you. And Father, we just pray that mighty blessing this day. Father, I stand here this day through faith myself, believing that you are a rewarder to those that diligently seek in thee. Those who will call upon you, you're going to answer them and show them great and mighty things that we know not. Father, it's just such a wonderful privilege this day. It's an honor to be in your presence. And Father, I believe that you're just as real. You're here just as much as you're in heaven. I know that you're where your spirit is, there your liberty. And Father, I know that there is the different qualities. We understand that they're the God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and God the Father. We know that you all work together, but we know that your spirit is here in a very special way. And also that you send your angels as ministering spirits sent to minister to the beloved. And Father, what a wonderful array of thy glory. What a wonderful insight that you're so available to those who will seek thy face. Father, we just praise you this day. We love you this day. Father, we pray that you'd bind all hindering forces, all powers of darkness. And Father, I don't know how you're going to do it, but supernaturally I pray for your divine intervention from heaven to come down in this room to speak to our hearts as only you can. And Father, you know that your word declares, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, help us this day that we might be set free from the cares of this world, that we might come into that special realm. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence is so wonderful. In your right hand, pleasures evermore. And Father, we wish to come into that presence right now. Your word declares the first part of that verse, you will show us the path of life. And Father, we as your people need that path of life, that path that brings forth resurrection life. It brings the power of God. It brings the healing touch of heaven. It brings love, joy, peace, goodness, all these wonderful blessings that we all have. It's your nature that comes upon us. And Father, we seek your nature. We seek your quality as much as higher and wiser, more noble, no more blessed in any way that we can imagine in our own confined minds, where our minds are so limited to understand your greatness. And Father, I just resolve myself to zero, and I pray that you'd take over this very second. Father, I pray that you'd do a very special work. And we pray for your people this day. We pray that you'd encourage them. We pray that you'll bring healing to their bodies. We pray that you'll be merciful to each one this day in a very powerful way. And for those who's hurting this day, I pray that you'll take away the pain, take away the problems they're having. Father, I pray for my brother right now. I pray that you'd touch him on that bed. I pray that you'd bring healing to his body this very second. Lord, I pray that where he is right now, that you'd come down. Father, touch him afresh and new. Let him know this day. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I pray that you'd touch him right now. Al, I pray, touch him in a very powerful way. Father, we claim it. Father, I've never felt this before. I pray that you'd touch him from the crown of his head, the very sole of his feet. I pray that there will be good news that's going to come forth. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. For those around our nation that's going through troubles out through the land that we, those that are here, this voice, I pray that you, whatever your need is, that God will meet your need. Whatever your promises is that you need, he pray that he'll bless you enrich your life in such a special way. Father, we pray for the families, for the friends, the loved ones, for all these ones connected to this ministry, Father God. And these people are view in, they're part of this ministry. We want you to know out there, you're part of this ministry. If you read this web page, if you come in, you're part of this ministry. And we include you as our family. We include you as a special brother, a special sister. And we pray that God will move mightily upon you in the wonderful name of Jesus. We thank you for that powerful name, that name above all names. All authority is given in the wonderful name of Jesus. And Father, we just seal this day off by the power of the Spirit of God and the wonderful name of Jesus. We touch, believe that hearts are going to be touched in a very special way, in a very wonderful way. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I truly don't really know where to start today, but today is probably more so than normal. But I truly believe that God is going to do something very spectacular in the realms of his people. Now, the world is not going to see this. Many won't see it, but nevertheless, God's going to do it. Because God says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, yea, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. What does that really mean? We know that the enemy has come in like a flood. He's over this nation. You can't walk downtown. You can't go any place you go. He's in the wavelengths of television. He's in radio. He's in all the honky-tonks, every place you go, or Las Vegas, all the places of great entertainment, he is there. He's there as a mixture of, I don't even know his kind of scale, but we know he's present. We know that there's people that go there that have wrong spirits within them. And the longer they stay, probably the worse it gets. But we know that God has a living spirit that lives within all that can have, be the ones, basically, that has been brought down to a low level, and if they receive Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, they have a voice from heaven that will tell them that they're his child. What a wonderful, if they shall believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, anyone, that they can be saved. And I believe this is that hour that God's going to do great and mighty exploits. He's going to touch those that will call upon him, those who will see him. He's going to arrest the enemy that has them bound, that they might be set free, that they no longer be captives, but they would be walking freedom. They would walk in the luxurious light of the Father. The sun come down upon them, give them that brilliant light, that brilliant pathway, the streams of the shutters of heaven upon it, that brilliance of light that expels darkness. And whom the sun set free is free indeed. But I really truly believe that the Old Testament has got some people in there that God wants to show us, and I really believe that there's one of them today I really feel so heavy about, is the King Saul. King Saul was chosen to be the first king of Israel after Samuel and the judges. So Israel wanted a king. But you know, the king, he had a responsibility. He didn't have just to have that royal robe on and all the things that go with all the glitter. But he had a responsibility to protect his people. He had a responsibility to provide for his people. He had a responsibility that in those days that he was supposed to seek God for the advice to help him through the carrying out this position in a very powerful way. That he would actually come and ask God what God would show him, and God would say, do this, and help him. But this seems like, in this situation, it didn't really work that way. But let's say if he did work that way, he would have great power. He would have great wisdom. He would have great discerning and how to take care of certain matters. He would have great insights on what God wanted people to do to get healed because they were his people. He would know what the will of God was. He would know he didn't have to question the will of God. He could actually prescribe the right antidote that they needed. They could prescribe the right medicine that God wanted. What I'm saying, medicine, sometimes God has something that we need to help us that we're going to get healed because of the things that's in our lives. Some things, if we'll just give them up, we're going to be better. If we have pride and we give it up, we're going to be better. If we have anger, we can't forgive. You know, that's something, if we start giving those back over to the Lord and where we can forgive and we can repent then we're going to start learning to have freedom in our lives. Listen, because we come from across the fence in our old families, whether we're Christian or non-Christian, until we accept Jesus, we have these tendencies in all of us. We're plagued with these unruly evil that's within us. It may not rule us in a way that a lot of people do, but it's there in a hidden way that we need to be set free. So as we see, the king also has these same qualities, because we're all human beings. But we see that how that Saul really started to going out in his being a forward king. That means he was not seeking God. He was out in making his own decisions. Does that sound familiar? It sounds very familiar today, like the world we live in. People want to make their own decisions. But the Bible said, if we call upon God, even the Old Testament, he will answer, show us great and mighty things that we know not. What I'd like to place today, that God's word is powerful, wherever you find it, from Genesis to Revelations. If it meets you for that hour, it'll fit for you. God's word is a living word that you can thrive on. God's word. It helps you to grow, and it helps you to adapt to life itself. It helps you to accept hardships with the love of God. It gives you that proof that God before you, who can be against you? You know that he's on your side. If he's there, he will never let you go. And these are the things that we have to grow into. And Saul, I don't really believe, as I read, he had problems. Bless his heart, he did. So he finally gets down to the place, and he gives down, and they hit this great big monstrous giant. Comes down, and Saul tries to protect his country, and he's been doing a pretty good job. But when he meets this big, big man, and this man literally yelled out, made fun of him, and spoke very how that people can do, and how Saul just quivered and shook, and his men also, they felt that same, who's going to go, because he'll tear us, he can pick us all up and throw us. We've never seen nothing like this before, but God had it under control. In our lives, the same way, you know, we can't look the things that are seen. We have to look sometimes at things that are not seen. If we look the things that are seen, we're going to see giants. We're going to see problems. We're going to see all the things that tells our mind that we can't do it. But see, we got to tell our mind is not controlled. This body of mine is a temple of the living God. For in that, I'm going to resolve my life and give it to the Lord Jesus Christ. And from that day on, he is preeminence in my life. He takes control. And I'm just a subject of his that will say, yes, my Lord, I love you and I praise you. Those type of people don't get in these terrible situations as Saul was in. The Bible says it has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, loving the sound of mind. Saul was very fearful. And the Bible says that where there's fear, there's torment. And the Bible says that they that feareth shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. So fear is a treacherous tool that the enemy can use against each one of us. He can use us in such a way that we get that fear in us. I know where it's at myself. We can get sick and say, well, I don't know if I'm going to get well. Well, that's just, we need to say, Lord is going to take care of me. My God will supply my every need. My God is greater than what I face. And this is the differences between David was just a little old freckled boy that went out and tended his father's sheep. And in that, David got very close to the Lord. See, God doesn't make any difference who you are. It's your closeness to him that makes the difference. You can be a little bitty, scrawny, skinny, 180 pounds, 120 pounds, little but little. But God can make you more powerful than the biggest that come. But the difference is God. And that difference is we got to resolve it while we're on earth, or we're going to be fighting all the time and being losers, being all beaten down, crushed over, and walked over, and coming, I was going to say, even to the place of being almost stoned without the Lord. But God's here to supernaturally to touch us in such a way as David was touched. David says, God's going to defile him because he is defiled, and God will take care of him. David went in perfect faith. David went in attitude, his attitude. I don't want the armament of Saul. Saul was going to give him that armament. And David says, no, I wish not, that hour, for I have not tried it. You know, we need to try the things of God. We need to call upon God. You know, many times we're out here and nothing's really happened, but the problem is we're not prayed through. We're not come in God's presence. We haven't called upon Him. We haven't even spoken to Him for weeks, and we find ourselves in disgust. We find ourselves in trouble. We find ourselves in denial. We find ourselves in a place of unbelief. We find ourselves a fearful. We find ourselves in a place our hearts are hardened. You know, when our heart gets hard, then it's impossible for us to hear from God. It's impossible. Saul couldn't hear from God at that time. Saul was, he was excommunicated. He was not in God's presence no longer. And that's the way we can get. We have to stay every hour of our day. We got to stay connected to God's Spirit. It doesn't make any difference. We come in all different sizes. We come in different shapes. We come in different colors. We come in all different things. But God says He's not a respecter of person. The same that He did for one, He will absolutely do for the other. And the difference is that the Spirit of God wants to come upon. He wants to touch His people by the power of the Holy Ghost. He wants to touch us from the very crown of our head, the very sole of our feet, that we might be preeminent in this last hour, that we will not no longer struggle, but we would walk in victory, that we would walk in surrender of Him, that we would walk fulfillment of the power of God, that we would be more than conquerors through our God that loves us. We would be able to fight off the problems that have come, plagued God's people so long. You know, Israel at that time was plagued with fear. The army was plagued. When the army gets plagued, you know, the army is the defending unit in any country. And the top officer was Saul at that time. And at those times when you come to that trouble, they are to defend you. That's what they take an oath or any monarch. Where we are, we defend our nation. And we need the Lord Jesus Christ in all that we do. But God seemed fit that He had given His word to Saul, and Saul chose to come in disobedience. The Bible says that Saul disobeyed God's calling. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That's where that scripture is found. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Saul thought he would go out and herd the sheep, and he went into this land, and that's where he started getting in trouble. God told him not to take anything, and Saul wanted. He got greedy. He wanted, let's take it in anyway. We can't do that. When God says no, He means no. He doesn't mean you to go back in and second guess God. He means you to actually do exactly what He's telling you. And that's where we're getting in trouble in the day that we're living in. We're trying to find our own scales. We're trying to find our own identification. We make up our own words. And through that, we're walking very distant from God. We're not close to Him, no longer. We find ourselves alienated from the things of God because we're walking in darkness. We have no longer an inside of heaven. We're no longer walking in the freedom from heaven. We're bound basically by wrong things. And that means we're bound by wrong spirits. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we need that liberty of God's people this last hour, that we be joint heirs to the Lord Jesus Christ. That in these days, the Bible says we're going to be kings and priests for 1,000 years. Saul couldn't be a king because he was not set free. And we are going to be the same way. Unless we're set free, we're not going to be a king or a priest in that hour. We're going to miss it. But in those days, it's a little different. But when we miss it, it means it's all up for us. But some of those men got to live for quite a while. But I believe when it comes up that time, if we choose not to serve God, and we find that day, we're going to be fighting a warfare that we cannot handle. We're going to be facing something that we don't know the answer. We're going to be facing something without God's help that we're not no longer superior, but we're minus. We don't have the answers. We don't have the goods. We don't have the power. We don't have the reinforcements of the Spirit of God to handle what we're facing. And before us this day, the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, yeah, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. And I believe that we're living that day when the enemy is on every corner. He's every ditch. He's every crevice. He's everywhere. In this last hours, we need to be bigger than Saul was. We need to be like David. I'll stand upon the Lord. I will go out for him in his name. We'll defeat the things that will come against us. And the most of the things that we face, what we have to defeat, is the things that help us individually. We're not going to go. God cannot even use us out here to do spiritual warfare until we get our lives in shape to be able to fight. Like a soldier. You can't send him to war until he's learned how to keep himself in safety. Then he will keep himself out of harm's way. And they're the same way. We need to learn the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. He's our way maker. And we have to call upon that one. We have to seek for him. We have to cry out and say, Lord, I love you. I seek you. I want you. I want all about you. And we have to make that distinction that I'm going to put on my all in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have to make that command that whom the Lord set free is free indeed. And I want that for myself. I don't no longer want to follow a pagan. I don't want to follow those that's insecure. I don't want to follow the weakness of men. I don't want to follow the things that bring me down. I don't want to follow the way of the world. I don't want to be part of the world. But I want to be separate, said the Lord, that I've come out from among them, that I would be ye separate, and I would walk in my God's fullness. There's many people who do not believe what I believe today. And I believe what God said he was calling for, a separated church, a holy people, as David had to make that decision that he would go out and fight. We're going to have to make that same decision today that we're more than conquerors through God which helps us. That I'm persuaded neither life nor death nor angels or principality things present, neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I believe that we're living in treacherous times. We're living in a time of many people. It's hard to keep the power. You can have a service. The Spirit of God moves mightily. And you're not careful. You go out, go home, and you've lost what you have. Because we're living in a time when we're living in these vessels that we live in. They're so full that they empty out so fast. That's why we got to call upon God every day of our life. We got to seek for him. It's even different than when David was at. We got to seek for God this time. We got to call upon him. You might say out there, you all, you disagree. But I disagree too also that I believe that we do have to seek God continually. I believe that we need to have a up-to-date experience with God every day of our life. And that Saul was not up-to-date with his experience, that he could not defend Israel. But David was up to date. We might have it today, but we lose it tomorrow. Then we need to have another experience with God tomorrow that we might be up to date. We need to keep our vessels up to date every day and repaired vitally that we'll be able to do the will of God. Because with God's help, we can be more than conquerors. Without God's help, we're going to be failures. We're going to not have that great enthusiasm. We're not going to have that great strength. We're not going to have that great vitality that you only have from the Lord Jesus Christ. There's power from the risen God. There's power that Jesus died that we might live, that we might walk in his victory. Oh, hallelujah. You know where his spirit is, there is liberty. You know, and I guess the singers would sing out, Saul has killed their 1,000, but David has killed their 10,000. You know, what happened is Saul got very jealous. Very jealous. Now here today, we all of us must keep our spirit right with God. Because if we get jealousy in, we lose that power overnight. If we get hatred in, our little old bubble goes down and we can't fight the next day. If we have lust, we cannot fight the next day. If we have wrong feelings, we cannot fight the next day. If we have envy, wickedness, anything wicked in our hearts, it draws off of our structure. It's like Samson. We cut our hair when we put sin in our life. It's like cutting our hair in Samson's day. He cut his hair and he lost that power. David knew a lot about the Spirit of God too. David was in the place with God. He stayed there in the place of God. One of his scriptures were, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually be in my mouth. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. That's what should be in our heart. That's what David had in his heart. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Those are things in their heart. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. I will lift my eyes to the hills. What's come? These all words David, King David, gave out. And that's what kept him mightily. I believe it. He thought, think of the things are good. Think of the things are lovely. But when we start thinking about the things of yesterday, when we think about the lust that flashed before our eyes, and you know, lust can steal our our treasure very fast. Within an instant, men, our treasures can be lost. Our treasures, we can't make it up within ourselves. We can't make it happen. We can't, it's like other things. We can sort of muster up a little strength, but that sin right there, it just literally demoralizes. It takes us down. It takes a while to get over. It takes a while. And by that time, we're wounded. We're on the sideline. No enemy's coming down to ready to chop our head off. That's why we need to be prepared. The enemy comes in like a thief in the night. He comes to destroy us. He comes to take what God wishes us to have. He wants to take it back. He wants to take it from us. He wants to pry it out of us. And he does it by his little bitty tricks he has. We get these suggestions flashing by our mind. We say, well, you remember that day you used down there, so-and-so? You know, you really having fun. And that fun you was having was devious. It was from the enemy. So these thinking are, he says he will keep a perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because we trust in thee. That's what this whole message is about. He will keep in perfect peace, his mind stayed on thee, because we trust in thee. Anytime we lose what we believe in our hearts, and we can't keep our mind set on the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what takes away our joy. The old days, it was like a knife out here, and you square it off, but it's different nowadays. We're walking, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war out the flesh, for the weapons of a warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Pulling down strongholds. Think about it. Pulling down strongholds. Casting down imaginations. It's not the same. I want you to get the picture. We're not doing the same as David and Saul did. David was fighting real people. But we're fighting spirits. We're fighting bad things. The main thing is we're fighting a beast that we cannot see. He comes in to torment us. He comes in to take our joy. And we don't see. And you go into your first church of nowhere. And you go in there and sit down, and nothing happens. And so you sit back, and you say, what's happening? I'm so bound, I'm so fearful. But where you're at, you cannot get that change. We're living in a different time than a day of Saul and David. We're living in a time when the enemy is coming in like a flood. He's coming in a time when the women and the boys and the girls all have to take up their cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. The little children, I think they're covered by their parents. But it puts a great force on the parents that they need to live holy lives. Because we're fighting against something now that we've never fought before. We don't see the enemy. He comes in to destroy. He comes in to make havoc. He comes in to put people in hospitals. When they get in the hospital, they can't find out what's wrong with them. It's wrong spirits. We're living a time that's never been before, a day that's never been. It's not like it was back there in the old days when they had an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth. We're living a different day when the enemy is coming in like a flood. He's trying to destroy. He's trying to take yours and my crown. He will not stop. He will not stop till God takes us home. And that's why there's only one remedy. God is the answer. You got to seek him. You got to call upon him. It's not with flesh and blood no longer. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh. But the weapons of warfare are not carnal. They're not carnal. Mighty through God. Mighty. If your power is mighty through God. Mighty through God. Pulling down strongholds. That's what it's all about. It's not doing like putting the giant down. But it's, yes, it might have been evil. But the answer is we're living in days of wrong spirits. And I can feel his ugliness here today. And he's defeated. God is bigger. God is wiser. We're not fighting the same as I did in Korea. We're fighting an unseen enemy. And he comes in the church. He comes to disguise himself as God himself. The Thessalonians, it talks about it. It says he will come in and address, I am God. And many believe that he is God. And he says he sets them up and he loves the praise of people. He loves to be put up on a pedestal, and many of God's people are the same way. They love to have the praise. They love to have the praise of these men. But I tell you, that defeats us. That alone defeats you. God says, glory in nobody. God wants us to glory in him. God gets the glory. And anytime we glorify man, we glorify anything like that, it edifies us, pulls us down to a place that we have no power.
And when a church gets down with no power, it means the enemy comes and overtakes you. He just does what he wishes. And that's what's going to take place. This message is really right for the hour, because that's what it's going to have. Unless you have any defense system, you can't stand against it. You've already bought into his plan. You've already tasted his merchandise. And he wants now to collect. He wants you to pay dues that you owe him. And those dues, when you owe him, means that you're bound. You're in a place of obligation. You're a place of him having the upper hand. And we need to realize that we can't live in this land with the upper hand of him. We have to be free. We need to be set free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And we need to stay free. We need to stay consecrated. We need to be walking in his holiness. We need to stay in that word. We need to stay prayed at, seeking God, calling upon him. We need to do all the things that we have to do to stay, to fight an invisible being. The one we face is not the same as it was back in the Old Testament. What we see is what happens. We see the results. We see sin. We see his handiworks in many people that are bound. Those of murderers, we go into jails and facilities. We see what this unseen can do to people. These people were normal people, most of them, like we all were when they were born. But with God's help, this unseen beast comes in, takes over. He's so divisive, so cruel. He takes the hearts. He takes desires. And pretty soon we see little boys, little girls, teenagers, bound by this awful creature. And pretty soon they're in, even the worst cases go to places of where they're locked up. There's a lot of young people that's in jail and places for people that can't handle themselves. But we're living in a time when an epidemic is going to take place. Mark this word today, unless we seek God in a very special way. This message today is for all people. It started out showing how a little bit what took place in the Old Testament, but it's not the same today. We're not in that hour. We're in a day of great want, great need, and our supplier is not our flesh and blood. Our supplier is the Lord Jesus Christ. Our supplier is yielding to him. Our supplier is cutting into his plan, not on my plan. But my desire is yielding totally to the living God, that he would live within us. There's only one safe haven for all of us. As greater as he that's living in you, he that's with you. If you don't have that, we all need to seek God until that takes place. We need to come and have a fresh, up-to-date experience every day of our life, because we're living in a time of unseen things. We're seeing a time of struggles. We're seeing a time of torments, of various pestilence upon this land. And what causes that is because of what we can't see is the spirit that's in people. But we can see the results of it. You see people that are angry, well, you know they got the wrong spirit. You see people that stealers, they got the wrong spirit. You see homosexuals, they got the wrong spirit. You see whoremongers, they got the wrong spirit. All these haters, backbiters, those are all wrong spirits. And that's what we're fighting against. The only way that we can be free is who the Son set free is free indeed. We have to have more of God, that God will help us to shed us off from these ones who are bound. And they're coming in like a flood. And those type of people are coming in such a way that America is not going to be long. And they're going to probably take the heads of those who want to live a righteous life. We're living a time when these are going to come to pass. There's going to be great, great problems in this land. It's not going to be coming home every night and having a good day. It's going to be problems because wrong forces are coming in this land and they wish to kill. There's people that we don't even see. There's people in this United States today that their idea is to take the life of the Christian, get rid of them, and they get rid of the Jewish people. And that same spirit is starting, and that's what there's an unseen spirit that you don't know about, America. You don't know about, but he's right close to you. He's here to start this. And when this takes place, you have not got the right strength to overcome him. You have not got the right quality. You got to have the Spirit of God. You got to walk in his umbrella. You got to walk in his liberty. You got to walk that you will not be captive also, that you will walk in freedom, having the Spirit of God on you every day to generate the love of God to those that are bound, that they might be set free, that you would walk in his fullness, in his holiness, that you would walk as a wise child. You know, that's our trouble. We've got so holy, But we think that we know so much that we've put up great walls up, and God sees these walls. You know, and we didn't know it really when we put these walls up. Oh, I'm so holy, and yet you're full of dead men's bones. You know, I lived out the first church, and there's no one filled out here. But in it, you're full of dead bones. You don't have a freedom in your heart. Your spirit has got wrong spirits in it. Many people have wrong spirits. And that's what we got to have is saturated. The Spirit of God needs to saturate us this day. Cleanse us. Remake us over in the image of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. That we keep that image every day. It's getting hard to preach here. But this is the answer. That first part of it was just what the old man was. But we have a new man. And then we have power to overcome. And you don't have to be 6 foot tall, 10 foot tall. If you can just breathe and call upon God, you can just be just as big as any king-sized person there is. God's not looking the size. He's looking for the quality. He's looking the individual. God is not a respecter person. And that means what he does for a 6 foot 10 person, he'll do for a 3 foot 1 person. He sees us all as his children. And sometimes these bigger ones, they got a bigger head too. That big head puts them for pride. And I'll tell you, that's a big tool the enemy has used this last hour. People are very prideful, very not caring. And we need to be a caring people. We can start judging ourselves that who wrong spirits are. If we don't have long-suffering, if we don't have gentleness, if we don't have meekness, then we're a good candidate to also have counter with the enemy, because he sees us as a possibility to be able to overthrow us. And when we're overthrown, we cannot be spared only by the living God. We cannot be changed only by the living God. He is our answer. He's our peace. He is everything. So we must do all that we can do. Seek God, because he is our strength. I love you out there today, and I pray that God will bless you. But God has showed me that we have an enemy. And you need to be righteous. And the Word of God is your source. The Word of God is a holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see or please God. I'll guarantee you, without holiness, you cannot defeat that one. He'll defeat you. We've got to have holy contact. You can say, I was baptized in the Holy Ghost back in 1922. But by 22, you haven't prayed through. You probably need to be resurrected. God has a people that walk in his holiness. Whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. And all these things were more than conquerors through him which loved us. We got to keep up-to-date experience. I feel it so powerfully that we need to have an up-to-date experience every day of our life, or we're going to lose out. We're going to lose out. And we lose out, we're going to miss that day when the Lord comes back through the clouds of glory. And we're going to find ourselves vacated, if God permits, here in a land of a lot of atrocities, a lot of problems. We're going to say, what am I doing here? And you look around, you don't see John, you don't see this real friend of yours that you knew was a real good Christian. They're gone. You're going to find yourself alone. You're going to find yourself with a pastor that doesn't even know what's going on. You're going to find yourself worrying. And God has not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. But you're going to be in that time when there'll be no more prayers. There may be no more times you can go back and call a brother to pray for you, because that spirit and experience has left. And the promise is already left too, because when this promise is finished, we're living right at the time that God's promise, salvation to his believers, is about to end. And this promise is going to go to his chosen beloved. And that's over in Israel, if you don't understand. And God's attention is going to move toward Israel. But in that time, there's going to be a bad force that's going to come upon this land. There's going to be troubles. There's going to be sadness. There's going to be hearts that want to take their life, and some will. There'll be things that you wish you could undo. You wish you could change it, but it'll be too late. You can't make no changes. Now is the time to change. Now is the time to seek God. God wants to bless you. God loves you so tremendously. God wants to make his face to shine upon you. God will be gracious unto you. Forgive you, strengthen you in a very special way. America, please seek God. Please seek God. All seek God. God loves you so wonderfully. God loves you. Remember, We're not fighting flesh and blood no longer. We're fighting principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Things that we cannot see, but it's the results of wrong spirits. It's the results of an angry spirit. This angry spirit, he's going to be put in the chains forever and ever and ever. There's a place for him, but you people out there don't need to go there. God doesn't want you to go there. If he was gone right now, you'd be as free as could be. But as long as he's here, you're going to have troubles. All of us are going to have troubles. That's why God says that day must be shortened. That day, because the power is so heavy that God says, he says, if they didn't shorten the day, the very elect would not be able to be saved. Because there is no more reinforcement. God's paid in full. So, church, you need to wake up. Jesus is coming. God's coming in a very special way. Enjoy his love. Oh, hallelujah. What the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's joy unspeakable, full of glory. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. Touch them in a very special way. Lord, I've done my best. It's been a hard service today, but I believe that you had a real messenger. You were showing what took place in those days, what takes place today. We're living in a quite different hemisphere. We're living in different climates. We're living in a day when it's a spiritual walk. It's not a walk of just going out here and doing, picking up sticks or whatever we want to do, but it's living the Spirit. Father, you'll pray that you touch your people in a mighty way this day. Touch my heart. I need more of you this day. I need more of your power out there. You people, I realize that I need more of God. I want more of him. And I want to be full. And I pray that you'll be full also. I pray that this day will be real to the hearts of your people. Father, I just praise you. I don't know how to stop. But Father, I just pray that you'd bless your people in a mighty way. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. That special name, that Jesus, that special one. By the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit is so wonderful. The Holy Ghost is so real. And Heavenly Father, you're so real also. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.